use applications and residential planned community districts. Well, gentlemen, I think we have a pretty good plan, but maybe we ought to give our council time to draft up a little something for us to look at.
Mr. Chairman, I've got a little language I wouldn't mind flying by the commission so that we could maybe not delay this any further than it has, I think.
All right, then.
I think the...
You think you can put it into words?
I think so. We had a little sidebar with the council here, and hopefully this issue won't become any more urgent than it is for the people out there that really need it. So I'm going to make a motion, and if it fails, we'll defer. I move that we recommend adoption of an ordinance that reads as follows: notwithstanding the time limits for validity set out in Chapter 99 of Sussex County Code, any preliminary subdivision plat under 99-9B and any recorded subdivision plat valid under 99-11 and 99-40 with a date of approval of January 1st, 2009 or later shall be valid until January 1st, 2013 or the expiration of the current approved date, whichever is later. And that's my motion. And before I ask or request for a second, just to make sure everybody understands, it rolls the date back from 10 to 9 for the retroactive as requested. It expands the date from 2 to 3 years to 13. It creates a drop-dead date versus an automatic extension of extension. And it recognizes that any projects that would have an expiration date beyond 13 would still have that expiration date. They wouldn't lose it because of this of this action.
And the one thing I would add to that, just to expand on it, because doing the sidebar, I didn't get a chance to, the same language would apply to RPCs and conditional uses on the next page.
Question about that then?
Yes.
You were making a retroactive back to January 1 of 09, but if you make the termination date 13, isn't that 4 years?
It's actually 3 because you're going back 2 instead of 1.
And the difference is too.
before they went back to January 1st of 10.
Right.
So
right.
We went back to January 1st of 9.
So if we said if we stayed with what they were saying of 10, with a 2 year, it was making it
12.
Good till 12.
And I made it till 13. And would be 3.
Right, but you backed it up.
Backed it up
a year.
No, but there's
nobody's going to go beyond 13 though. So you really only extended it a year.
There's a difference, and this ties into what Mr. Conaway said though. It changes what's the effective date. The way the ordinance was previously drafted, it was if you had an approval that was outstanding as of January 1, you know, wherever you were in the process, you know, it could have been approved in 07 and it was still alive as of January 1, 2010. This says that it looks at your date of approval, and this is what I want to make sure Marty's saying, your date of approval is January 1, 2009. If you are approved on January 5 of 2009, this applies. If you are approved on December 25th of 2008,
you don't make it.
You don't make it.
Yeah.
So it's...
And it makes it easier. I think it makes it easier for staff to look at the approval date and not have to worry about...
And you're not looking at extensions.
But doesn't it still make it 4 years for those that were approved in January of 2009 if you're saying your window closes on the on January
14th? Well, I just added a year to the date that they already had. They had an expiration, and they had 2 years, which was 2012. And I just made it 1 year further to get 3 instead of 2.
Got better rhythm.
Yeah, he does. It's wider.
Yeah, you just go back further to capture.
I went back further, but I didn't, and I added a year further because of our previous discussion that 2 years wasn't really adequate. Given
as we know, we're not really giving them 4 years. This is 2011, so we're only giving them 2 years.
What it does do, though, Mike, is because of the way it's worded, it's a drop dead date.
Yeah.
Right.
But it doesn't.
But I mean, in reality, we're only giving. Anything that's out there now is only getting 2 more years from now.
2 and 8.
About that.
Or 2 and a half, yeah.
Unless they have an approval that like they just got last year.
Right.
You know,
and then they'll be good.
Then they're good.
Yeah. Beyond that, yeah.
So more time anyway.
But because I agree. I think 2 is not enough, and I like the 3.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
Is that a second?
My math just wasn't working.
Just so I understand, a project now that may have, because we're in, let's call it May, that may have possibly has 6 or 7 months left on its third and last extension, they would not be able to participate in this extension because they would have been approved sometime, let's say, Thanksgiving of 2008, and now they've got May, June, July. They've got 4 or 5 months now.
That's it.
That would be it. They would not get the additional.
Yeah, and that's the question of when that retroactive date will be. But, of course, we're just going to make a recommendation. So if council says, yeah, hey, that's valid, we'll roll it back to 08, they can certainly do that. You know, but we got to, in my opinion, you know, I think there's enough pain out there that we need to advance. We can't keep kicking this ball down the road.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's advance something. Yeah. Hopefully the council will say, okay, we know what's going on here, and they'll adjust it the way they see fit. And
but if we... And this is just part of, I agree with what you're proposing and what we're all in the same boat on that. But are there any of these projects that already have sunsetted now? I mean, they've expired, and
that's what I was asking Joe. Yeah. Are they still breathing? And he says they are. Even though some of them have technically expired, they're still breathing. You know, they're expiring every day. Frank Key said, I don't.
Has the staff sent out letters telling them that, you know, sorry guys?
I think their banks know. That's the issue.
They're figuring it out. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Under this, if you're going back to the date of approval of 2009, I don't think any of those necessarily have sunset.
They're just probably now they're
getting there right at that point.
They're starting daily. They're probably rolling in.
So it's not necessarily resurrecting.
But it was June of 2009 that we gave them 3 years, so they still had another year anyway.
Yeah, it really isn't a resurrection program. It's just an extension program. So anything life that's support. Expired is not gonna be revived. It's just
life support.
Yeah.
Because I would just be concerned if we did that, then other people would be clamoring, saying.
You'd have a stampede.
Stampede of suits.
And so I had to have it right down.
Suits.
There a second?
Yep. I second it.
Just for clarification on the motion, that there's proposed section 1-2 deals with RPCs, and 3 deals with conditional uses. That same language would apply to all 3 of those.
Okay. Is that your motion?
Yes.
Yes,
my second.
Okay. It's moved and seconded to recommend adoption of an ordinance providing for temporary extension of time for subdivision applications, conditional use applications, and residential planned community districts as stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lang, do you have anything for the good of the order?
Only a reminder, we scheduled a special workshop to discuss ordinances, procedures, policies, and whatever for May 11th at 3 o'clock here at Chambers.
And I'll go through, you know, my notes on that, but if anybody has, I mean, I know one that needs to get cleared up right off the bat. It's a cluster ordinance, the way that got adopted. It got adopted, introduced and adopted in different orders, and that needs to be fixed. There's a few others, but if anybody has any ideas on areas that they want, you know, sort of brought up to speed or clarified or whatever, just, I guess, let me know so I can research.
I will be absent. We'll be in Chicago.
So the 11th, and then we meet on the 12th.
On the 12th, I meant to say that too. We meet on the 12th at 6 for regular public hearings.
All Mike Johnson's again, I'm sure. All Mike Johnson's.
I don't know what that. You remember we used to do that, and then all of a sudden it changed and it got spread around a lot more, and all of a sudden it's back to Mike again.
Anything else for good of the order, gentlemen? Stand adjourned. Peace and heart, Rick Whalen.
No, nothing.
You going to Chicago in May? I've got to go in June. Let me know where the